In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's just the way that I think it should be. Play by play, man should not report objectively. Joe Castiglione is a member of a dying breed, a play by play man who does not feel the need to pretend that there's not one team that he's rooting for. There's only one Joe. I wish there were more.
Well, quite a weekend for our colleague, Joe Castiglione, inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame up in Cooperstown.
Did you know Joe Castiglione was inducted as we approached an election at the time where he was younger than both presidential candidates?
I mean, well-deserved, yeah. Right? You guys, I know you guys were talking about it last week. Mm-hmm. But he certainly is one of the all-time greats.
And worthy of a better song than that.
Curtis, I mean, you could make your own Joe Castiglione song if
I'm
you wanted to.
No musical bones whatsoever.
Certainly. His speech, we have a little bit of his speech over the weekend, Chime, if you could.
As I stand here, I think of St. Luke, chapter 1, verse 37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. I never thought this award would be possible with so many worthy candidates, and I'm honored to have been selected by previous winners. I've had so many connections to Cooperstown. The late Bill Guilfoyle, Vice President of the Hall of Fame, who along with sports writer Bill Christine, introduced me to covering Major League Baseball when Mr. Guilfoyle was Media Relations Director of those great Pirate teams of Clemente and Stargell. And my dear friend, Jeff Idelson, our intern and broadcast statistician in the 80s, who went on to become president of the National Baseball Hall of Fame, making us so proud. Josh Rowitz, the current president, who along with Vice President John Shestakowski, called to inform me of this honor. I tried to put the call on speakerphone, but instead of hitting the white button, I hit the red button. Yes, I hung up on the Hall of Fame. It was a long 30 seconds till they called back.
I've experienced the same thing, Joe. Don't worry about it. It happens.
Bragged it.
The older we get, the more it happens.
Good for him. How long do you think he keeps doing it for?
He loves it. So
right,
I
he's not like announcing his retirement or anything. He's just going into the Hall of Fame.
No. Certainly he will. I'm assuming, is he back tonight? Is he going to head out?
No, Will Fleming and Lou Maloney in the booth tonight.
Okay.
My guess is he'll be back Friday for Red Sox Yankees at Fenway Park.
So you get Will and Lou on the Odyssey app. You can listen to every single Red Sox game this season on the Odyssey app. If you're a homer, you get your home play-by-play on the Odyssey app.
And just a heads up, Lou, you're at altitude, so the crowns might be hitting a little quicker. So just be careful.
Yes, absolutely. Now, particularly when it comes to this show and the old show on WAAF, we love Joe for Joe Castiglione, Name That Tune, which Shime had never heard until preparing for this segment. Am I correct, Shime?
Yeah, so I've only heard it like once or twice ever, but I was preparing to this, and you walked by as I was cackling left and right.
So you have some favorites that you want to share? So we used to do this on the old show every opening day, and Joe was kind enough to participate. Joe would rap, and you would have to guess what the rap was, which particular rhymes he was spitting.
Should we have Wiggy try and guess the rhymes?
He'll probably be spot on. But yeah, give us number one if you could.
Okay, here you go.
My flow, my show brought me the dough. That brought me all fancy things. My crib, my cars, my clothes, my jewels. Look, I came up and I ain't changed.
Wiggy?
That is Biggie, right?
It is not Biggie.
It's not Biggie.
That's not Biggie.
No? My clothes, my crib.
That's 50 Cent in the club.
Biggie. There you go, Joe. You got me.
All right, let's do this again.
That's 50 Cent.
I love when 50, he does
I love how he says the fit. That's 50 Cent in the club.
That's 50 Cent in the club.
In the club. Right, Lou? All right, what's next?
Papa been smooth since the days of Underoos. Never lose, never choose to. Bruise crews who do something to us. Talk go through us. Girls walk to us.
That's Biggie.
There it is.
Yeah. That's Hypnotized by Biggie.
Love it.
By Biggie. Can you believe it?
That is the best segment ever. I love
that. We should bring it back.
Oh, man. I don't know why we don't.
I don't know. Sometimes.
Especially with some of the newer songs.
Yeah. Sometimes things just have to live how they live. But I don't know. We probably should bring it back.
I mean, you never know. I mean, never mind.
There was only like one or two things that he wouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember correctly.
Bruce?
No, he would. No, he wouldn't do.
I like big butts, I cannot lie.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie.
All you other brothers can deny.
You can't deny.
Are they related?
Can you believe it? It was denied. All right, what's next? Chime. You have one more?
Been kicking, popping out daily on an island. It's a movie I'm making. I'm counting De Niro's with Robert De Niro. He's telling him that Cho amazing. I don't do the fake kicking. There go a rocket. He is taking it. It's a problem with few. Then we straighten in it. Swap out the cat. Put a demon in it.
That one I have
no idea.
I have no clue.
Speaking of new songs.
Yes, that is definitely new. When he said swap out the thing and put a demon in, he's definitely talking about a Hellcat Dodge Demon.
That's straightening by Migos.
Migos. Wow. Loves the Migos.
I love that.
Little Yachty.
Big Migos guy, yeah. Joe. Is there one more? Yes. All right. Go ahead, Chef.
And she popped the Tesla. Now she's going electric. Okay. All right. That's fine. Okay. I think we got too sexy for that metro housing. Diamond popped out, almost swallowed 60,000. Section need more things in here. I like it crowded.
No idea.
You got that one, Wiggy?
Is that Drake?
Curtis?
Well done, Wiggy.
Oh, Wiggy. Well done.
That's Way Too Sexy by Drake.
I love the announcement at the end.
Yes. That is 50 Cent in the club.
That is two.
That's 50 Cent in the club.
That is two quarters.
Can you believe it?
Ted Nichols.
That is so good.
That's 50 Cent in the supper club.
And see, that's why he'd probably be number one on the Mount Rushmore.
Joe? Because he's willing to do that?
Because he's willing to do that.
Yes.
Right? Other people would be like, I can't really do it, but he's willing to do that.
You're right. We should bring it back. Yes. That's an all-time great. We'll do it for opening day. Maybe we'll do it if they make the playoffs. We'll see if Joe will do it.
Perfect.
Which I was very confident about until this weekend. But
not a good weekend.
I mean, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about it earlier. That's just a really good Dodgers team, right?
I mean, you were up in two games.
Yeah.
I mean, Saturday was – that's the one. If they win Saturday, that's fine. The weekend's fine. You lose two out of three, that's totally respectable, especially against them opening on the second half on the road. Not an easy thing. But the bullpen was not great. I mean, Kenley Jansen was maybe the most valuable player of the first half. Was absolutely lights out. If he in any way shows some cracks here – I don't know. I have no faith in them doing the right thing.
See,
none.
I think that's an outlier, right? Because, like you said, you had a chance to win two of those games, and now it's more about your bounce back, right? How do you do against Colorado, and then after Colorado, it's what, the Yankees?
Yep.
So how do you do on your bounce back, right? If you're able to bounce back, it's like, all right, you kind of chalk that one up to first games after the All-Star break. We'll give you a pass on that one.
4-2 or better is the only thing that you can accept here. You should at least get 2 out of 3, probably sweep the Rockies, and then you should win 2 or 3 of the Yankees
right.
at home.
And then you'll forget about that Dodgers series. But I still think that the way that this team has been playing, where they are when it comes to in the standings and the chase for one of these wild card spots, I just think they're in a position. There's no way that they can not be buyers and then go on.
Well, they can use this as an excuse not to buy.
Right. They don't want to. Do you think they want to buy?
They would have to, Greg. In order, they would have to get swept against the Dodgers. They would then obviously have to lose the series against Colorado and then lose the series against the Yankees for you to even be like, oh, maybe they're not as confident.
But again, Curtis asked the right question. Do you think they want to be buyers?
No.
And it's not, it's just parting with prospects because they're in this rebuild thing.
So do you think that they feel like, because if they're not willing to be buyers, then that tells me you believe that they don't feel like they can get into the playoffs.
They don't feel like the team is worthy of an investment. Not that they're not able to get to the playoffs. They think that this team is
fool's gold. It's going to be a wild card team, one and done. Right. And
so giving up a prospect that could be cost effective for us for 6 years?
It's the cost effectiveness over the next 5 years when it comes to the prospects.
But we talked about it on Saturday when Ken shockingly wasn't at the Ken and Curtis show. And look at what Dave Dombrowski did, Greg. So Jaron Duran has been a revelation. You left town. He's the All-Star Game MVP. He's hitting dingers all weekend.
Yeah.
He was drafted in the 7th round of 2018 by Dave Dombrowski.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Dombrowski made a bunch of trades to bring in talent. None of those guys have gone on to anything. He did everything you want a good manager to do or general manager to do in Boston, which is spend a lot of money, trade prospects you don't value but other teams do, and make your team competitive. Now you're sitting here, and Sam Kennedy's telling you how great the plan's working when they're relying on the guys that Dombrowski brought in, and they fired him saying he couldn't build a farm system. Sidon Rafaela, Brian Bayo, Jaron Duran, all these guys.
Yep.
That's because he gave Sale a bunch of money, and they're like, ooh. Right. These other guys are cost-effective, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that was obviously.
And the Phillies really suck with Dave Dombrowski. I mean, they're only leading Major League Baseball in wins.
All right, well, baseball coverage here at WEEI is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, as the guys were just discussing, the Sox simply could not get it done this weekend as they fell to the Dodgers last night, 9-6. They get swept in their first series post-All-Star break. They now find themselves a game back of the Royals for the third wildcard spot. In the AL, the Red Sox, they are back in action tonight. They're in Colorado taking on the Rockies, 8:40 first pitch with Tanner Houck on the mound for your Red Sox. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 7:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app.
Shime, one interesting note. We just talked about Kenley Jansen. He will not be with the team in Colorado due to a pre-existing heart condition. He said he's been there. This is from Bradfo. I'm just reading it right now. He's told Rob, too many times stuff happened over there with me. The 2022 season was the last time I went there. It started off when I went back to Atlanta. I had issues after a couple weeks.
Hmm.
Went back on AFib. I'm just trying to avoid that right now and trying to get to the postseason.
Wow.
He's got that Ryan Clark thing.
I guess.
Remember Ryan Clark?
Yeah,
Mike Tomlin wouldn't let him play in Colorado because of the air and everything and having a heart issue.
So interesting to note, you won't have your closer for these three games against the Rockies.
The higher elevations are tough on me too, but it's just getting there, really, that's the issue. All right, what, Chime?
Over the weekend, as we were also talking about, Joe Castiglione was inducted into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown alongside Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Joe Mauer, and Jim Leland. And Xander Schauffele is your champion golfer of the year as he claimed the Claret Jug yesterday, winning the Open and his second major of the season. Trending Now is brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Christian Fourier did, get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England, online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here is Curtis with your weather.
Greg, who had a worse weekend, the Bananas Foster or Shime's pick Colin Morikawa to win the British Open?
I think it was, unfortunately, the Bananas Foster.
Yikes.
Never saw it coming.
Unbelievable.
As soon as it
degrees.
Got put down in front of me, it should have known what was coming.
Also, isn't the Foster, it's like caramelized, it's like a sauce. Don't they cook it at the table for you?
Not with this one, no. I think it was just like the bananas are caramelized with like sugar. And
with a sauce.
Oh, I don't know if there was a sauce.
The bananas come in a, it's not just bananas that are like caramelized.
The Foster's like, there.
Like, do you really need the syrup on top of the sauce? I'm asking.
There wasn't a
I'm
sauce,
asking
though.
For Olivia.
So, there wasn't a sauce on it. It was just the caramelized bananas on top of the French toast.
Yeah,
that's why I needed the syrup.
I feel like you didn't need, but you ordered extra syrup.
Yeah, because Greg, there's three pieces of French toast. I'm not going to just sit there and eat a dry piece of French toast. I wanted syrup.
You ate all three pieces of the French toast?
You damn right I did.
Were they the thick? French toast? Texas toast.
Yeah.
All right, Texas toast. Yeah. That's the big boys.
Yeah.
He said earlier that Shib, you said you took the nachos to go.
Yeah, half of them.
That is. Have you ever taken nachos to go?
No.
Yeah, absolutely. All the
bad?
Time.
Aren't they bad at
like
what do you reheat them in the microwave? Or?
No, in the oven. What do you think? I'm a psycho? In the microwave?
Did you eat, be honest, did you eat any on the way home?
No, I did not touch any on the way home.
You didn't?
Nope. They were in the back seat. I was driving.
What did you have? I heard that you met Baseball Brett at Moxie's before AOR.
OAR? Yes.
Yes. What did I say?
AOR.
That's nice album oriented rock.
You're thinking AOR. Of AOL.
Yes, I did. I went in, said hi to him and Bobes and your boy Carp.
Did you have any food?
No, just stopped in to say hello. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I just wanted to check in with the guy, say hi. I thought you might be there. You know, Brett had reached out, was like, hey, we'll be at Moxie's.
Would you bring your own trail mix for the show?
No, Greg, I didn't. Didn't need to eat at the show. Thank you.
But nachos to go is next level. You literally can just put chips in. I mean, isn't it much better to just make your own at that point?
At that point, yeah.
Anyways. I didn't want to buy the stuff to make my own prior to Game of Thrones House of Dragon last night.
Right. How was it?
Good. The episode was fine.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy, but it was good. Solid. If you want to check out a recap of the episode, hashtag Dork Podcast. There you go.
All right. 74 degrees, mostly cloudy, and there's always nachos in the afternoon. It's 84.
I got a great TV recommendation
at
some point this morning. I'll get to it later. All right. We'll be right back.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Fantasy freaks and geeks. What's cracking? It's your boy, James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Advisory, there is apparently a giant fire off Route 24 in the Randolph area this morning.
Oh, so, my goodness.
Yeah. So just be aware that that is causing and will continue to cause traffic issues as that is burning for you or burning in that area of Randolph and Route 24.
Save La Scala.
We are going to get to What Are We Doing with Chris Curtis coming up in just a little bit. This is Laura from Wareham. What's up, Laura?
Hi, how you doing?
What's going on?
My husband and I listen to you every morning.
Oh,
love the show.
Thank you so much.
Please don't give up on the Red Sox. I've been a fan since the 70s.
Okay, all right.
And I have a funny story about the Dine and Dash situation.
Yes.
Back in the 70s, I had a boyfriend who took me to, ironically, the 99. We had dinner or lunch. I don't know what it was. And we were eating, having a good time. He's like, we're leaving. I'm like, what are you talking about? There's the check. He goes, we're out of here. It was so embarrassing. That was back in the that was
I mean,
was horrified.
Was that, I mean, suitable, I guess a suitable place for a date is the 99 is great.
Oh, my God. I always come back for more.
Yeah, I have no issues with that. Yeah. That was back in the day when you threw the peanuts on the floor and they had a band every Saturday night.
No disrespect, ma'am, but that's the ground round that you threw the peanuts on the floor.
That's right.
Oh, you're right. You're right. All right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm right. Like, if there's one thing I know, it's restaurant chains.
Especially old ones.
Yeah.
Gregor's big and fast casual.
Right.
Especially ones from the 70s.
And then one more quick thing.
I used to go to the ground round, and then I'd run over and get a drink at Hojo's.
Oh, afterwards. I love the Hojo.
Oh, my God. That's hysterical.
What's more embarrassing, dining and dashing on a date or taking nachos to go?
Probably taking the nachos to go, I would think, is more embarrassing. Yes. All right, Laura, thank you so much for listening. Shyam, you would enjoy Surfside, Nantucket. They have ice cream nachos.
Nice.
Have you ever had ice cream nachos? You
Never
would enjoy the ice
life.
Cream nachos. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend.
What do they use as the chip? Is it like cones? Waffle cone
pieces?
Yeah,
it's like the waffle cone.
Very good.
You would enjoy. Not number one on my emergency top five best ice cream items on Nantucket. That would be the watermelon cream, which one can get at the juice bar. That's just fresh watermelon. You know, I'm a big fruit guy. And,
yeah, huge.
Watermelon drink?
Yeah, right. But it's ice cream and watermelon.
Oh.
It is and life. It's life-altering.
Right. And they actually have slushes that are made with poor people's tears.
There's nothing like that.
Have a good watermelon slush.
No, there is not.
Yeah, affordable housing means $1,600 a night.
I've never had watermelon ice cream. I've had watermelon slush.
This
before.
Is just watermelon, the actual fruit, with vanilla ice cream blended.
Okay,
like watermelon juice and ice cream. Huh. It is.
I'd have to give that a run.
Yeah.
What's that cost?
I don't know what it was. Very reasonable.
Breeze picked the bill up on that one.
Probably a good $19-$20.
But is there any place you can go for? I hate when people complain about money. My wife and I were just having this conversation. Is there any place that you can go where you can get a fast food meal, whatever, where you're not spending $20?
No.
Right. Like my wife was like,
maybe Taco Bell.
But even Taco Bell.
Where was Taco Bell on your list this morning? Top 10 fast food.
Number 7.
Yeah.
But like I'm saying, if you go there and you get the meal, and yeah, there's always dollar menus you can get. But if you go to Taco Bell or McDonald's or Burger King and you get the meal, you're going to be somewhere around $15-$16 anyways.
I don't think you can dine out. I don't know how people are doing it, because I don't think you can dine out at a restaurant now and have a drink for less than $100 per person. Do you think you can?
What do you mean? I have a drink.
Like a drink, an entree, an appetizer, two of you.
Oh, okay.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
There's nowhere on the planet.
It's crazy.
And it's never coming back. Like everything that goes up, there's no such thing as a return. And actually, this I saw it over the weekend. I was going to send it to the group, and this reminded me of it. There was a study that came out from Forbes over the weekend listing the most expensive places to live in America by state. Where do you think where do you think Massachusetts is on that list?
Definitely top five.
Yeah.
Yep.
Number three?
In the continental United States, they are number one.
We are number one. Massachusetts,
we are number one. Sorry. We're number one.
What's more expensive, Hawaii?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So by only $2,000, the average cost of living in Massachusetts is $53,860.
A year.
A year.
And that's the cost.
Yeah, we are more expensive than California, New York, and New Jersey that round out the top five, which is, I love it. I love it here. But do you really think we get the bang for our buck? Are our roads good? Is the infrastructure good?
Don't people look at it because of the job situations?
Yes. Massachusetts has the highest income.
Yeah. Right.
On average in the United States, including Hawaii, at $80,000.
Right, so that's why it's going to be.
So your income is $80,000. Your cost of living is $53,000.
Mm-hmm.
So without, that's just cost of living.
Mm-hmm.
Without anything else, you have 20-something grand left over or whatever. That's,
right.
I mean, honestly, where can you find the cost of living to be, or, you know, just 56. It's probably more if you want to live anywhere near the city or whatever.
The median sales price for single-family homes and condos in Greater Boston, the median, is $961,000.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how can
because
this
there's no room.
How
there's
can
no
this
room.
Sustain itself?
No room, and they don't want, you know, like you go down south, there's more room so they could put up those like kind of cookie cutter neighborhoods.
But I'm talking 14 years ago, I moved into South Boston and have a garage and a plenty of room for almost half that.
Right. Yeah. Because it's the opposite how it used to be. So when I was growing up, and probably even when Greg was growing up, everybody in the city wanted to get out. Right. If you lived in the city, you didn't want to live in the city. You wanted to get out. Like you wanted. If you
look at you, City Wiggy, couldn't wait to get here.
You were looking
now
to
now he's riding blue bikes all around.
Right. You were looking to get to the burbs. You couldn't get there fast enough, but you couldn't afford it.
That bike in your wife's story looked like it was under duress.
No, it's an electric bike.
Does the bike have a 311?
It was a gray bike.
The bike looked like it was
I told you, I felt like Debo riding around the city. I was looking for chains to snatch off somebody's neck.
Since it's summertime and there's not a lot going on, we should go back. Remember we were going to, at one point, we were going to take bikes to work one morning and see how quickly we could get here with the bike lanes.
I have an idea.
We should do a race.
Not to do a wiggy. I love the idea. We all take a bike here, and then we each take public transportation home, and we see how long it takes.
But living in the city, I ride public transportation now.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, wiggy, stop. You're full
I'm
ass.
Telling you.
You are lying your ass
full
off.
Of it.
We Believe doesn't not count as public transportation. No. We went to the Colonnade one day, and we're like coming back. We were at the pool rooftop. We were like, all right, coming back. So I was looking to get an Uber, and it was like $40. And the train station, the Green Line, is literally 30 feet away from when you come out. So we just jumped on the Green Line, and the Green Line takes us right to North Station.
Right. Did it catch on fire? Or?
Nope. Got me there. It was
you got
easy
your Charlie place. Card and everything?
Yeah, I was with the kids.
You have such
a Charlie card.
Look at his
Well,
face.
When you said that I get a Charlie card.
Did Mrs. Wiggins get upskirted?
Oh, God.
No. Let's just say I took advantage of the Charlie Card situation.
Oh, free ride.
Anybody offer to buy your children?
Oh, my God.
It was actually a lovely, lovely, lovely
It was? Commute. I'm sure it was.
I think is that Prudential or Arlington? I forget. But it's
Did
right.
the city give you a jersey, too, like the Red Sox?
No.
What are you doing?
I was right on the Green Line, and I get off at North Station. It took me right there. It was like $40 to get an Uber. I was like, I'm not doing that. We could spend $5 for the four of us to get back home.
Tim Dillon does a great riff on how your generation are the worst people. Like my, actually not your, you're the generation before you.
The boomers?
They're all buying big.
Don't forget, I'm near boomer, not boomer.
Right.
I'm X.
The children of boomers are the worst generation in human history because they are like, they still have these massive homes. They refuse to sell them. They don't want to do anything for anybody else.
Why should they sell their home if they don't want to sell?
Because ordinarily, you don't live in a massive house when it's just you and your wife with kids that don't live there anymore.
You generally downsize, yeah.
Right. And that it's phenomenal. It's a great, great, great rant.
This is Mike from Jacksonville, Florida. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. I typically used to call in on Curtis's show. So, Curtis, hello. I haven't talked to you in a while, and it's good to hear you guys.
Good to hear you.
You guys, your show is awesome. Hey, I wanted to take you back for a second to the earlier conversation. First of all, commend you all for being in Bill Belichick's corner. I know, Curtis, you've not always been there when he was here, but you are all loyal to him, and Wiggy, obviously you are, from your playing days. One thing to monitor, everyone seems to be leaning on Dallas and Dak and Jones. I read something, I don't know if you guys caught over the weekend, there was a small piece, I think it's Larry Brown Sports, that little link that goes out that has all these attachments to other articles.
Yep.
It says, it insinuated pretty directly that Jalen Hurts is having issues with Sirianni, their head coach. So I'm just going to put out there that I say it's a higher likelihood if the Eagles don't perform in the first half of the season that Bill goes there. Now, the other thing,
he's
too,
not going in season, Mike. He's not going to join.
He might, though.
He's not going to go.
No, I mean, it's rare. Season.
Yeah,
if they start out, you know, 2-6.
Why would he go in when they're 2-6?
Because he knows they're not a 2-6 team. They've got the talent. They were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
I agree with you on the Eagles, but after the season.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'm good with that. But here's the deal. The other connection there that's interesting is Jalen Hurts was a star player for 3 years at Alabama under Coach Nick Saban, who happens to be one of Bill's best friends. So just watch that out on the horizon. Yeah. That could emerge as something that – plus, Bill's originally from Jersey, if I'm not mistaken. And
he's from Baltimore. But, really? Yeah.
Baltimore. And, take that animal back to Baltimore.
And I would say the last time Bill was with a quarterback that was close with Nick Saban didn't work out too well.
Can you leave Mac Jones alone, please?
I'm sorry.
He's got a fresh start.
I like the Phillies one, though.
Duval! Do you have Phillies as number one of those three landing spots?
I think
it's the Bills.
I want the Bills so bad.
I think it's the Bills. How great would that be?
Awesome.
I would, if I had number one, I'd probably go Dallas. Only because McCarthy is on the last year of his deal. I don't know what the...
No state income tax.
Yeah, I don't know what Nick Sirianni's deal is and Sean McDermott. If they're both on the last years, then I'd be like, oh, okay, I could change my...
They kicked the tires on Bill with Philly this offseason.
Right.
I mean, they were not guaranteed to bring Sirianni back, so if they struggle, I could easily see that.
Listen, I'm all over... I think it's a landing spot like that. Like, I kind of... The Atlanta situation, all right... Maybe he was just kind of kicking the tires on them, but I got to the point where why would a team that's not very good know that maybe it's going to take them some time to rebuild, want to bring in a guy like Bill?
Why would he want to go?
Bingo.
Where it's not immediate.
Right. So I think when you look at these, and these are the three obvious situations, because wouldn't we all agree if, let's say, Buffalo got bounced, Philly got bounced, and Dallas got bounced, whether it's the wild card or the divisional game, don't you think all those teams are now looking for new coaches?
Yeah. Yes. All right. We're going to take a break. We will get to what are we doing for the people of Martha's Vineyard.
Yes.
With Chris Curtis before we go. Coming up next. On a banger, Sean, from Wellesley's own Billy Squire. Gresham Foyer coming up momentarily. Tomorrow morning, we are doing the show at Granite Links in Quincy in advance of the third annual Numbnuts Invitational. We have expanded the field, and I'm hoping that the weather is going to cooperate, Curtis, tomorrow.
Well, you know, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a raindrop.
Right.
We'll be good to go tomorrow for the Numbnuts.
Right. Rain or shine.
I love it.
That's how we do it when it comes to the Numbnuts Invitational. But love to have you there anytime tomorrow morning. It's summer, so you can work remotely or you can show up late or nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody has to go to work anymore. So we'll see you tomorrow morning. Come on out. And make your way to the tented area, and that's where we'll be tomorrow morning. And then post-golf, we'll probably be out at Crossing Nines.
Absolutely.
Which is arguably the greatest outdoor bar area in the entire New England region.
Almost 2 weeks since the whole show's been together. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Courtney's back tomorrow, and we are all there tomorrow, and we'll see how... Shime, what are you going in at number-wise? What are you still claiming to be a 20 or a 21 or what's...
Yeah, I'm right around a 20.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
It's a great opportunity for him, though, right? Free golf. This is when you really go out there and you focus.
Right. Probably take some nachos home.
No, I need to. Got my fair share on yesterday.
Worst foods to go, number one, calamari. Never survived the trip.
Oh, yeah, I would never even think of taking
I don't know.
But some people, like, when you would do a to-go order, oftentimes people will throw it out there because they're like, oh, I love calamari.
Yeah.
Even if, like, the second it gets in the to-go container,
yeah,
it loses every ability to be eaten.
Yeah, I mean, I would say if you want to take a genre that you can't, that you can't. No, I was like, if you're Uber eating something, you can't do Mexican.
Yep, spot on. Am I was right thinking the same thing. I was like, say
burritos you can do.
Nah,
they're not warm. You want them warm. You got to eat Mexican warm right off the grill.
Burritos are the only one that you might have a chance. You can't do quesadillas.
No,
but you can do queso. You can do salsa.
But that's not really the food though.
The queso, when it gets there, it's all lumpy and congealed and everything. You don't want that.
Can't do your fajitas.
That was my nickname.
Can't do fajitas.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah,
I agree. Do you go chicken and beef in the fajita?
Equal opportunity.
Sometimes it's really about how I'm feeling.
Extra sour cream.
I like to see. I get extra sour cream. No guac. Depends. Sometimes I'm feeling like, you know what? Hey, I want a little integration here, cool. But if I want the segregation, maybe I stick with the chicken.
All right, homework assignment. I ran out of time to talk about this, but highly recommend. There, it's two episodes in. Lady in the Lake on Apple.
My wife and I are watching that.
Okay.
All right.
What do you think?
Okay.
How do you, like, you just...
No.
Disagree with
everything. No, I'm trying to think, like...
you don't think it's good?
No, I'm I think there's
I'm trying to figure out, it's a great whodunit.
I think there's
Natalie Portman is in it.
Spoiler.
And I think the other girl, what's the black actress? What's the one who's like the...
Whitney Houston.
Host, yeah. The hostess.
The hostess at the club.
I forget what her name is in the show. I like it. I'm just wondering it. There's like, it's one of those shows that has like a couple different shows in one.
Yeah, it seems, yes, it seems like there's going to be more than one Lady in the Lake is what it seems
like. Well, it's like the Natalie Portman direction is one direction. Yeah. Then it's the hostess lady.
Yeah.
There's a different direction that she's going.
The first two episodes, it's only two episodes in. It's really good. Like, I thought that the show of the summer was going to be Presumed Innocent, which is that last episode of Presumed Innocent was excellent. Did you watch it this week?
Yep, we watched that last.
Great episode.
That's when he decided. Oh, I don't even want to spoil.
Yeah, don't say anything. Don't say anything. But anyway.
I'm not saying the show's not bad. I'm just saying it's one of those shows that you really got to like, because it's like multiple shows in one show in a couple different directions.
Yeah.
So I am excited about the latest episode that just dropped on what happened.
Yeah.
When they told her, hey, you need to go.
Yes.
So it's kind of interesting.
All right. Real quick, can we get to what are we doing before we go? Shine. Good.
And now.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
I mean, that's the dumbest argument I've ever heard. What are we doing?
LB, what are you doing?
On WEEI.
What are we doing?
From time to time, Curtis asks a question on this show about the point that we have reached as a society. What's the question this morning, Curtis?
Okay, what are we doing here where researchers at the Massachusetts-based Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution are awaiting approval from the EPA to release a 6,600-gallon mixture of sodium hydroxide solution and fresh water into the Atlantic Ocean in hopes that it will boost the ocean's ability to absorb carbon dioxide emissions? I saw this. You sent it to me over the weekend, Greg. Uh-huh. And every once in a while, I come across something, and I'm like, am I the only person that has a brain? So you're telling me the ocean is the answer to global warming.
Mm-hmm. And they're doing this right off the vineyard, and the vineyard people are not happy about it.
They compare it to giving someone an acid, that this gives supercharges the ocean's ability to absorb our excessive greenhouse emissions.
So to save the planet, you're going to release 6,500 gallons of a chemical into the ocean.
But I have a macro question.
Yes.
If the ocean is what is going to help us beat global warming, why are we losing our minds over the expansion of the ocean with the melting of the glaciers?
Great point. Mm-hmm. Great question.
That's We're all question. Told to flip out about rising tides. Well, rising tides will cool the earth.
Is it the water that would absorb the carbon dioxide, or is it the algae in the water?
Well, I believe it's the water. That's why they're putting the chemical in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Very interesting.
I mean, or they would just add, you could just add more algae.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, no, I was curious.
Have you ever had algae nachos?
Nope, can't say I have, Greg.
Yes, give me those algae naturals to go.
But Greg,
do you have an algae crumpler jersey?
I did. Actually, I had an algae crumpler jersey growing up.
Did you just throw out a photosynthesis?
Yes, okay. Of course. That's what the algae do.
Photosynthesis.
Yeah, Greg, that's how the atmosphere was made in the first place.
Yes, okay, thank you, Sean.
Anyway, what are we doing?
All right, what are we doing? Greg, Gresh is back. Gresh is back from vacation. We're back tomorrow morning at Granite Links at 6.
Right.
Please come out. Love to see you. Love to hang with you all day. Tomorrow morning, whatever, at Granite Links. And Gresh and Foyer are next. We're going to take a break. We will get to what are we doing for the people of Martha's Vineyard.
Yes.
With Chris Curtis before we go. Coming up next. On a banger, Sean, from Wellesley's own Billy Squire. Gresh and Foyer coming up momentarily. Tomorrow morning, we are doing the show at Granite Links in Quincy in advance of the third annual Numb Nuts Invitational. We have expanded the field, and I'm hoping that the weather is going to cooperate, Curtis, tomorrow.
Well, you know, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a raindrop.
Right.
We'll be good to go tomorrow for the Numb Nuts.
Right, rain or shine.
I love it.
That's how we do it when it comes to the Numb Nuts Invitational. So, but love to have you there anytime tomorrow morning. It's summer, so you can work remotely or you can show up late or nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody has to go to work anymore. So we'll see you tomorrow morning. Come on out. And make your way to the tented area, and that's where we'll be tomorrow morning. And then post-golf, we'll probably be out at Crossing Nines.
Absolutely.
Which is arguably the greatest outdoor bar area in the entire New England region.
Almost 2 weeks since the whole show's been together. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Courtney's back tomorrow, and we are all there tomorrow, and we'll see how... Shime, what are you going in at number-wise? What are you still claiming to be a 20 or a 21 or what's...
Yeah, I'm right around a 20.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
It's a great opportunity for him, though, right? Free golf. This is when you really go out there and you focus.
Right. Probably take some nachos home.
No, I need to. Got my fair share on yesterday.
Worst foods to go, number one, calamari. Never survived the trip.
Oh, yeah, I would never even think of taking calamari.
But some people, like, when you would do a to-go order, oftentimes people will throw it out there because they're like, oh, I love calamari.
Yeah.
Even if, like, the second it gets in the to-go container,
yeah,
it loses every ability to be eaten.
Yeah, I mean, I would say if you want to take a genre that you can't, if you're Uber eating something, you can't do Mexican.
Yep. Spot on.
Am I right, thinking
the same thing. I was like, say Mexican.
Burritos you can do.
Nah.
Quesadillas. They're not warm. You want them warm. You got to eat Mexican warm right off the grill.
Burritos are the only one that you might have a chance. You can't do quesadillas.
No.
But you can do queso. You can do salsa.
But that's not really the food, though. The queso, when it gets there, it's all lumpy and congealed and everything. You don't want that.
Can't do your fajitas.
That was my nickname.
You can't do fajitas.
Yeah. So it's like, I agree with you.
Do you go chicken and beef in the feed?
Equal opportunity.
Sometimes. Yeah. It's really about how I'm feeling.
Extra sour cream.
I like to see I get extra sour cream, no guac.
It depends.
Sometimes I'm feeling like, you know what, hey, I want a little integration there, cool, but if I want the segregation, maybe I stick with the chicken.
All right, homework assignment. I ran out of time to talk about this, but highly recommend. There, it's two episodes in, Lady in the Lake. On Apple.
My wife and I are watching that.
Okay.
All right.
What do you think?
Okay.
How do you, like, you just...
No.
Disagree with
no,
everything.
No, I'm trying to think, like...
you don't think it's good?
No, I think there's
I'm trying to figure out, it's a great whodunit.
Natalie
Portman is in it.
Spoiler.
And I think the other girl, what's the black actress? What's the one who's like the...
Whitney Houston.
Host, yeah. The
hostess at the club.
I forget what her name is in the show. I like it. I'm just wondering it. there's like, it's one of those shows that has like a couple different shows in one.
Yeah, it seems, yes, it seems like there's going to be more than one lady in the lake, is what it seems
like.
Well,
it's like the Natalie Portman direction is one direction. Yeah. Then it's the hostess lady.
Yeah.
There's a different direction that she's going.
The first two episodes, it's only two episodes in. It's really good. Like, I thought that the show of the summer was going to be Presumed Innocent, which is that last episode of Presumed Innocent was excellent. Did you watch it? Did you watch it this week?
Yep, we watched that last.
Great episode.
That's when he decided. Oh, I don't even want to
spoil. Don't say anything. But anyway.
I'm not saying the show's not bad. I'm just saying it's one of those shows that you really got to like, because it's like multiple shows in one show in a couple different directions.
Yeah.
So I am excited about the latest episode that just dropped on what happened.
Yeah.
When they told her, hey, you need to go.
Yes.
So it's kind of interesting.
All right. Real quick, can we get to what are we doing before we go? Shine. Good.
And now.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
I mean, that's the dumbest argument I've ever heard. What are we doing?
LB, what are you doing?
On WEEI.
What are we doing?
From time to time, Curtis asks a question on this show about the point that we have reached as a society. What's the question this morning, Curtis?
Okay, what are we doing here where researchers at the Massachusetts-based Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution are awaiting approval from the EPA to release a 6,600-gallon mixture of sodium hydroxide solution and fresh water into the Atlantic Ocean in hopes that it will boost the ocean's ability to absorb carbon dioxide emissions? I saw this. You sent it to me over the weekend, Greg. Uh-huh. And every once in a while, I come across something, and I'm like, am I the only person that has a brain? So you're telling me the ocean is the answer to global warming.
Mm-hmm. And they're doing this right off the vineyard, and the vineyard people are not happy
about
it.
Right, they compare it to giving someone an acid, that this gives supercharges the ocean's ability to absorb our excessive greenhouse emissions.
So to save the planet, you're going to release 6,500 gallons of a chemical into the ocean.
But I have a macro question.
Yes.
If the ocean is what is going to help us beat global warming, why are we losing our minds over the expansion of the ocean with the melting of the glaciers?
Great point. Mm-hmm. Great question.
That's We're all question. Told to flip out about rising tides. Well, rising tides will cool the earth.
Is it the water that would absorb the carbon dioxide, or is it the algae in the water?
Well, I believe it's the water. That's why they're putting the chemical in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Very interesting.
I mean, or they would just add, you could just add more algae.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, no, I was curious.
Have you ever had algae nachos?
Nope, can't say I have, Greg.
Yes, give me those algae nachos to go.
But Greg,
do you have an algae crumpler jersey?
I did. Actually, I had an algae crumpler jersey growing up.
Did you just throw out a photosynthesis?
Yes, okay. Of course. That's what the algae do.
Photosynthesis.
Yeah, Greg, that's how the atmosphere was made in the first place.
Yeah, okay, thank you, Sean.
Anyway, what are we doing? Lord.
All right, Gresh what are we
back.
Doing?
Great, he's
yeah,
here.
Gresh is back. Gresh is back from vacation. We're back tomorrow morning at Granite Links at 6.
Right.
Please come out. Love to see you. Love to hang with you all day. Tomorrow morning, whatever, at Granite Links. And Gresh and Foyer are next.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks. What's cracking? It's your boy, James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it. Okay, there's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.